Soft Touch by Maeve Harron, read by Penelope Freeman. Chapter 1. Catherine Hope, 39, sane and usually too responsible for her own good, lurked in the dense bushes outside Wolsey School for Girls and waited. The school, though in a tough area of northeast London, harked back to more glorious days and was in several acres of parkland, which, fortunately for Catherine, offered her plenty of cover. This must be what it felt like to be a paparazzi, or to be pedantic, another of Catherine's faults, her husband said, a paparazzo. And certainly a paparazzo wouldn't have felt disappointed at the range of burgeoning female adolescents streaming out of Wolsey's gates. It may have been the middle of winter, with Christmas only weeks away, but the Wolsey look consisted of a tiny microskirt barely visible beneath a brown school blazer. Surely they ought to be wearing winter coats, but what mother these days, grateful that they wore uniform at all, would push her luck on this one? An oversized cardigan, thick brown tights, and thumping great shoes. The only sign of the academic potential that had parents moving here from miles around just in the hope of getting their daughters into the school was the briefcase each girl carried, bulging with 2 hours of homework, fodder for several bitter parental arguments about whether it should be tackled before EastEnders. Catherine knew she shouldn't be here. She certainly oughtn't to be in the bushes, but safely back marking worksheets at the school where she taught, only 2 miles away geographically, but several continents in terms of privilege. Her daughter Rachel would kill her if she found out she was here. But really, it was Rachel's fault. 6 months before A-levels, with a university place in the bag, provided she got the grades, Rachel had turned into the daughter from...